Thursday. Good morning, everybody calling the Board of Firearm Permit Examiners, Thursday, September 19th, 2024, meeting to order at 10:08. For the record, and in advance of hearing testimony, I would like to explain the procedures we shall be following here today. First, these are civil administrative proceedings being held in accordance with Section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the General Statutes, this Board is charged with the duty of hearing the case, inquiring and determining the facts de novo, and determining whether those facts would be just and proper cause for denying or revoking a permit. It will occasionally happen that facts and events as the issuing authority believe them to be at the time of denial or revocation justify that denial or revocation, but additional facts and circumstances which come to light during these hearings convinces the Board that in all fairness, justice would be served by ordering the permit issued or reinstated. Where no additional evidence or other compelling circumstances are uncovered, however, the Board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. Under the General Statutes, hearings of this Board may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right to cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to those persons testifying. Be advised, this Board takes perjury seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. Additionally, the Board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings, and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. Accordingly, appellants and issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence may be excluded from the public. Both parties may be permitted to make a brief opening statement indicating the scope of the case and what they intend to show. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the appellant's application or permit. You may call witnesses to testify on your behalf. At the conclusion of each witness's testimony, the other party may cross-examine that witness. The Board may also inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time or to request additional testimony if necessary. At the conclusion of all testimony, the issuing authority and the appellant may make brief closing statements. Decision of this Board is by majority vote of those members present and voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by a preponderance of the evidence, and it lies with the issuing authority. Accordingly, all tie votes will inure to the appellant. In addition to today, both parties will be notified of the Board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. In deference to the statutory scheme as codified in Connecticut General Statutes 29-28D, and pursuant to Superior Court ruling, in an abundance of caution, the Board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants appearing here today. Toward that end, the Board will refrain from addressing the appellants by name or by noting the appellant's address, but instead will address each one simply by the title appellant. The Board hereby requests all witnesses testifying here today to do likewise and to refer to each appellant only by his or her title appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court ruling, the Board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records with regard to matters subject to erasure pursuant to Connecticut General Statutes Section 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the Board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or personal recollection of the underlying events. Last, please turn off your cell phones or put them on vibrate, and if you need to have a conversation, please go out in the hall to do that so as not to disturb these proceedings. And calling the roll of the Board. Dr. Conrad.
Present.
Mr. Gray.
Present.
Colonel Overturf.
Here.
Colonel Lewis.
Present.
And I'm here, and we have a quorum by the skin of our teeth. All right, calling the roll of cases. Does everybody know their case number? I'm not going to be calling any cases by the appellant's names. If you don't know your case number, you can come forward and obtain said number from the ladies to my left. Good to go? Okay. Case number one, 23-234.
Issuing authority.
The appellant did not check in.
Case number two, 23-286.
Issuing authority.
The appellant did not check in.
Case number three, 23-202.
Issuing authority.
The appellant did not check in.
Case number four, 23-199.
Issuing authority.
Both parties, thank you. Case number five, 23-187.
Issuing authority.
The appellant did not check in.
Case number 623-263.
Issuing authority.
The appellant did not check in.
Case number 723-186. Thank you, both parties. Case number 822-735.
Issuing authority.
The appellant did not check in.
Case number 923-070.
Issuing authority.
Appellant did not check in.
Case number 1023-184.
Neither issuing authority or the appellant did not check in.
Not a popular place to be today. Case number 1122-691.
Ditto, same thing. Issuing authority is not here.
All right, could anybody who will be testifying here today who is not an attorney please stand and raise your right hand so that I may administer the oath?
Sir.
Any appellants as well?
You gotta stand up and, yep.
Not in the back? You're not?
No.
Okay. Chief, are you an attorney?
Yes.
You are, okay. Do you solemnly swear or affirm as the case may be that the evidence you shall give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or on penalties of perjury?
I swear to you.
Okay, you may be seated.